a payoff.
Payoff.
Yes. That's what I said.
Way to scream it.
Payola.
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 You're in radio.
You said no. Payoff.
Gosh, Woods does payola all the time. Yeah.
Lauren screams the same thing minute later.
Payola!
I screamed that.
I love him. Oh.
Send the money before you get the goods.
Pay in advance.
Oh, my God.
You ever just not know one?
You're distracted.
It used to cost a dime for a call.
Payphone! Oh, I knew that one.
Score.
Woods 2, Mike 1, Lauren 1.
Okay, here we go. List of employees receiving wages.
Payroll!
Mikey got me.
I have one in my head and I'm really hoping it counts.
Reciprocation or retaliation.
Pay it forward!
Yeah.
Reciprocation.
Payback?
Yeah.
I got one. You got it.
We are all tied with one, except for Mike, who has
You ever
two.
Answer 9 questions?
Kevin Spacey.
Pay forward.
Oh, my God.
It's Lauren.
That's what I was waiting
for. That's the one you were waiting
yeah,
for, too.
I just said it.
Okay, so that was all of paid. Should we move on to water?
Yeah, let's move on.
Oh, boy.
Water.
Here we go to water. There's a big one in Niagara Falls.
Wow.
You're good.
Getting better.
It removes impurities for drinking water.
Water filter.
Water filter.
Sounds like she's from Vietnam.
Will, write that down for us.
Water filter.
Oh, wow. Simon and Garfunkel song.
Lauren.
Slaying. Weird hippie.
Water.
Summertime splash bomb.
Water balloon.
I'm not sure who got the whole thing.
Maybe just scream water.
Yeah, that's what threw me off.
Water.
H2O.
Let's see. You don't have a winning chance.
Dead in the water.
Nice. Sounds like the delayed reaction. Oh, I get that.
I'll get it.
It's for you.
Woods 2, Mike 2, Lauren 6, Sienna 1.
6?
Fake bet.
All right.
You ever just a sore loser?
Always.
A finned creature on shore or
fish
not.
Fish out of water!
No!
Good God.
I'm done with water.
You're in
Why
deep
are you
trouble.
So good at deep water! You're in hot water! Dang it!
Woods.
Mikey loses one.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
He said deep water. You're in deep water.
You're in some real deep water.
But you're in deep water when you get home, sir.
Can't go out tonight, fellas. I'm in deep water with a wife.
Blues artist or murky
Muddy
pond?
Water, muddy! Water, muddy!
Woods.
Woods 4, Mike 1, Lauren 7. Santa Woo! 1.
She just adds one every time.
I know.
Okay. Just kidding. Keeps the football players hydrated.
Water bucket. Water boy.
I got it before once.
Sienna did.
Water buckets, by the way.
Mikey losing another one. Why?
It was Mikey said water bucket.
Okay, I'm late.
Oh, here we go. I can't stop laughing. You need this appliance to get hot water.
Hot water heater!
Oh, am I? Uh-oh. Okay, here we go.
Sage is going to be 19 and go, Mom. Mom! What was up with that day when I was like six months old?
Right now she's in a baby Bjorn on me.
Yeah.
I went to work and you and your friends just screamed.
You guys are just screaming?
Okay, here we go. Last question. What's the score?
Woods 5, Mike 0, Lauren 7, Sienna 2.
So we could make this fun or we could just let Lauren win.
Make it fun.
OK. Okay, this is a three-point question.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. We have a ton of these cards. Let me know if you want some. Oh, wait, that's just... never mind.
God.
He's reading an
email. Like, our sponsor is Wiener Schnitzel. Wiener Schnitzel.
He's reading an email from his neighbor.
Hey, babe, make sure you bring home tomatoes.
Okay.
Did you eat the last pickle?
I'm losing it out here. All right. Only 2 o'clock. Here we go. The buzzword is can.
Can?
Yeah.
Water bucket.
Water can.
Water in the fridge.
Here we go. Kitchen gadget.
Can opener!
It's water.
It's can.
It's can.
Oh, we went to can?
Where you been? Mikey Show.
He just said the buzzword is can.
So what?
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you guys. I was listening to the show. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Can.
That was it.
That's it?
No, let's do a little bit more.
It was botched.
A little bit more.
Should we do more?
We can.
Three more.
Let's do three more.
Let's do 10 more.
Okay.
I love it.
You're good at it.
It's so fun.
Cause a lot of trouble.
Wait. What's the buzzword?
Can.
Can is the buzzword.
Good Lord.
Can.
Spray can.
Here we go. Cause a lot of trouble,
spray
metaphorically.
Can.
Wait. Minus one for Sienna.
Wait.
It's not like I'm going to win anyway.
Cause a lot of trouble, metaphorically.
Open a can of worms.
Oh, very good.
Badass.
Is that one?
Yes.
That's yeah.
Leggy dance.
Can dance.
Sienna.
What's a can-can dance?
Can-can.
Who was the first one in on that, Woods? You guys? Okay,
Sienna. Got me. Did she?
I did, in fact.
Here we go. Tiny preserved fish.
Mikey!
Sardine in a can. Canned sardines.
Answered 3 or 4 different ways.
I said two.
Okay. A project all finished is said to be...
In a can!
Oh.
I knew that one. I knew it a half second.
Quick.
Well, Woods and I tie right now, so we need one more.
Okay.
Here's the tiebreaker.
Here we go. DiCaprio, Hanks movie.
Catch me if you can!
Woods.
Woods, winner!
Winner. Chicken freaking dinner.
Best game ever.
I hate...
Sweating.
I hate that game. I despise it and everything it stands for. M1HB. Woods did it for you. Woods did it for you.
LLB went on a run.
I know.
Why? Like 5 in a row.
Hang on. We're going to set you up with something. All right. There you go. All I know is that Hillary's in the studio, and I really do wish I could be like, okay, Hill, what do you got coming up? But we have approximately 20 hours left.
No, we don't.
You can ask me that.
We got 20 hours.
I want to play Buzzword at like 5 a.m.
Oh, I know. Buzzword will get us kind of going.
Yeah.
Buzzword will get us, didn't I?
Woodsy assumes
a stance.
Yeah,
I did it when you were gone.
Like, I do.
He really does.
I get into it.
His feet are kind of spread.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's got one hand on the counter, and he's sort of, you're like leaning over.
See what I got?
Ready.
Hill, can you see that?
I heard about it. Your tramp stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, my.
You like it?
Oh, it's so dainty.
Yep.
All right. We kind of have done this on the Mikey Show before, so I want to do it here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. By the way, if you're just tuning in, what you're listening to is Mikeython, where we'll be on the radio for 28 straight hours. We're raising money for Rady Children's Hospital and their Autism Discovery Institute. Now, we've got new items to bid on, thanks to our good friend Jeff over at Pamplemousse. We now have a Drew Brees signed and framed autographed jersey going for $1,000. That's where the bidding starts. We now have a Luis Castillo signed football. We have a LaDainian Tomlinson signed football. We have 1 year of flowers by Pro Flowers. We have a Gary Hoey autographed guitar. All these really, really cool things. We've got an Allison Chains autographed bass guitar. We have dinner prepared by Jeffrey, the owner an executive chef of Pamplemousse, my favorite restaurant in the world. You heard me talk about it a million times. And you have dinner prepared by Jeff from Pamplemousse at my house with the members of the show. And so all you have to do is bid on that. The bidding started at $1,500. We have a $1,500 bid, and it's for 4 people. And so you can get a bunch of people together and bid on that and win that. But we really want to get the bids up. You can go to MikeyShow.com and just give money. We're asking people to just give money to Rady Children's Hospital. We do this every year, and we want you to be a part of it. We want you to have ownership of it. We want you to, you know, really be a part of something big here, what we're doing. And so I just want to urge you to call and to give. Okay, so we've talked about this on the Mikey Show before. It's the thing where we do, I wish girls would do this more from the guy's perspective. And then also, I wish guys would do this more from the girl's perspective, you know? And, okay, like, for instance, I wish girls would do this more. An example of that is, and Woods and I were talking about this the other day. It was funny because the girls had no idea. Like, girls often think of fashion way different than guys do.
We seem to like the stuff that other girls like.
Yes.
Guys are not into.
Yeah. And so as guys, we were saying, I wish that more girls would wear the high boots.
Oh, yeah.
The high boots and the skirt.
Love it.
Is an immense player.
But you like no leggings or tights. You want like no. skin to show.
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah.
It's that, to me, that's just a little trampy.
It's sexy. It's so sexy. Sexy, no, sexy.
I'm sure it is.
It's so sexy.
But I would not leave the house in a miniskirt.
No, no, not miniskirt.
No, not miniskirt.
Not miniskirt.
Just a skirt.
Just a skirt.
Oh, like it could be to the knee? Mm-hmm. As long,
yes.
With a little bit. Okay, as that's long, one thing. I
yes.
Can totally do
we're very turned on by knees. We love
we like knees.
Yeah, that's
weird.
I thought you were saying like miniskirt. I was like, are you kidding?
No, no. Not a miniskirt.
No, no, no.
In
no.
fact, no miniskirt.
Not miniskirt.
No, it's, that's... trashy.
Yeah. We want to see a skirt. We want to see
cool, like a pencil
legs.
Skirt.
Yes.
Yeah. We want to see legs yes. and we want to see boots.
Business, okay. Businesswoman.
Boots.
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 Oh, so foxy.
Foxy.
Boots.
Boots.
Not
boots. Boots. Not boobs.
What else, Woods?
You know, man.
Wish girls would do this more.
The understated thing. My wife looks hottest in a pair of jeans and a rock and roll t-shirt. I've said it before. It's my favorite. Like, when we go out, I'm like, maybe you just wear a rock, maybe wear your Rolling Stone shirt and jeans. Yeah.
You mean like a baby tee girl
yeah.
fitted.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Girl fit. Like, kind of like mine
yeah.
are. Like, you know how mine are baby tees?
Because yeah.
I'm chubbier.
Uh-huh.
How it, like, it's kind of tight on my arms and my boobs and my
it
belly.
It's a good look for you.
Yeah, it is.
I've said this before. I like the white trash look on a girl. And I apologize. I'm just being honest with you. I do. I like jeans. A girl to wear jeans. A tank top. Maybe even a little bra strap showing.
Uh-huh. Different color bra than the shirt.
Don't care.
Look at your wife.
She's mortified.
I'm mortified.
And some skin showing around the jean area.
Yes.
In between the shirt bottom and mid-drift? The jean top.
A lit, just tiny, a little.
It's not like it's on purpose.
A sliver.
It just happens to sliver there.
Yeah,
you sliver
it's a sliver it.
It takes a lot of effort.
It does.
Yeah. To have it be that, just that tiny.
Yeah. I know.
But
I
it
know.
Always happens.
It doesn't just stay like that.
No, it's like when they go to reach for something.
Then it, yeah, they right. reach for something
just
and it just ends up like that.
I do.
And you're like, whoa.
It's so sexy.
It is.
Woods, you got one? You got
I just
one?
Gave you one.
Nah, I just gave one.
I
like, can we say a guy one?
Yeah, yeah.
I like when there's a little scruff on
oh,
the face.
Oh, yeah.
You like scruff?
Scruff is good.
Oh, yeah, not too much, but like
how you
a
doing?
Day or two scruff, yeah. I'm in on it.
Mm-hmm. Scruff is good.
Confusing because you hear so many women say they like a clean shaven
baby
guy.
Soft.
Which I'm going to be in about 10.
Oh, my gosh, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Shaving?
Holy cow.
I have to shave my face.
His I've go-to. Never seen you. You're only, you're
You've never seen it. Right?
You know, dude, I brought.
Oh, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
I brought my clippers. I brought my clippers because I was going to get rid of this after Dave because it's driving me crazy. But I also do the boys with that. So I don't know if you want to use that.
Of course.
Oh,
okay. I would not
okay.
ever.
So disgusting.
In one yeah, million years.
Oh, I clipped wow. the boys with that.
Okay. You said it.
I'll clean it out.
It's okay.
No.
I'm good.
You don't want to share.
Like dipping it in the volcano and maybe he would use
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would rather shave with lava.
Yeah.
Molten lava. Oh. And shave with that.
Okay. I was just trying to be different.
We have... That's not really what the campaign's about. Like when I thought, hey, let's do this campaign called Be Different. I wasn't thinking, you know what? Guys, what I mean by this is use your friend's razors
don't
that they shave their
yeah,
nuts
don't
with.
Be
like that wasn't That wasn't what I was, you know. That wasn't the vision.
It didn't even, like, cross your mind?
Yeah, you know.
A little bit.
Ryan Matthews didn't go, now, just to be clear, this is so that I use my buddy's razor to shave my nuts.
This nut razor.
This nut razor.
When you were coming up with, like, ideas for the website, did you think maybe, like, a good picture might be a handoff.
Right.
Of the clipper.
Of the clipper. One hand and another guy grabbing
both with bracelets.
Both with bracelets on.
Your Be Different van that you're going to have that delivers bracelets.
That could sell.
We'll have the nuts that hang in the back of the car.
How about it's just a black and white of just waist down, two men standing side by side.
One shorn, one not shorn.
Two men, one razor.
One has shorn and is handing it off to his buddy.
How about a close up of one guy's face and a close up of one guy's bottom.
Yes.
Both clean shaven.
And the hand going up with the bracelet and the thing in the hand
the
saying be different.
With hairs hanging off of it.
My name is Mikey. I realized that people in this culture need to have friends. And some friends have razors and some friends don't. And so I encourage you to be different and share your razor.
Lend a razor.
To your friend that doesn't have one. And if you happen to shave your nuts with that razor.
Even better.
Even better.
Can we get a fan in here?
It's a sauna. Yeah.
And I need to take this makeup off. It itches.
Oh my God.
I am so hot.
It's hot.
It's very hard to take you guys seriously with the face makeup. Mikey especially because it's a little feminine.
He's got like a flutterfly.
You mean the pink butterfly on my face?
With the number one on the forehead.
With the number one.
I don't know. Like
Our ratings. Yeah, that's
exactly.
What we wanted.
She did it, and I came in here, and my wife goes, why is there a number one on your forehead? And I go, there's a number one on my forehead?
It's better than a swastika,
dude. She might as well put a swastika, right? I don't even know.
She wants us to remember who the head honcho is.
I should have told her. I should have prepped her.
Yeah.
To put a swastika.
It says Mexicans with a circle and a line through it.
Made in Mexico?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm Mexican.
Made in Mexico.
Stamped on your forehead.
Oh my God. Is it 10 a.m.?
Oh, wow.
Is it 10 a.m.?
Let's see. Let's do that. Let's do it. We got a surf report. And go ahead. Let's run the surf report.
It's time for the FM 94.9 Authentic Surf Report.
Good afternoon. This is Bird from South Coast Surf Shops for the FM 94.9 Authentic Surf Report for a Thursday afternoon. Brought to you by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Under partly cloudy skies, a little bit of break in the weather pattern. We do have some sunshine out there. A little bit of surf as the northwester has filled in just a notch. Touch of southwest crossing it up. Not real big, in that kind of knee to waist, chest high zone, maybe a few shoulder high waves. A bit kind of broken up and a little crossed up from the winds that we had earlier out of the west. And the beach is now looking a bit sloppy. Occasional cleaner corners, the more structured and protected areas, and the reef breaks have a couple corners now, too. Might get better towards dark if the wind is off as the tide fills in, so I'd keep an eye on it if I was you. For up-to-the-minute surf reports and forecasts, go to surfline.com. All your needs, check out one of South Coast Surf Shop's 5 locations. The surf report is brought to you by Guayaquil Yerba Mate, and it can only be heard 3 times daily right here on FM 94.9.
This has been the FM 94.9 Authentic Surf Report.
Okay. 570-1949 is our number. M1 Dog Bait from IB.
What's up, Mikey Show?
What's going on, dude?
Nothing. I was just calling to find out about the talent show tonight.
Yeah, if you got a talent, dude, be down here by what time? 5:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, be down here by 5:30 tonight if you got a talent.
The 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock hour is going to be jam packed with us outside on stage.
You guys might see me there then.
All right, dude. I hope. What's your talent?
You could call it juggling.
Okay, cool. That's good enough.
It's got a little twist on it.
Oh boy!
There you go. Thank you.
Naked.
All right. Late.
Oh well. Naked juggling. M1
sounded like it.
M1 Jonathan from Carlsbad.
Hey, what's going on, Mikey?
What's up, dude?
I just wanted to chime in on the fashion tips you guys are talking about, men and women.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, hey, Woods, I say that thing to my wife at least once a week.
You do?
The exact same thing. Jeans and a t-shirt.
That's it, dude. Yeah.
That's the look.
Especially the way they make jeans now. Holy Christ.
Yeah. Well, and the t-shirt, the small t-shirt, you know, the baby tee or whatever, those are cute.
And the jeans tight on the buns.
Yeah, those are good.
See, everybody wins that way. Jeans, t-shirts, and rainbow sandals. That's all you need.
That's it.
Thank you, buddy.
Man.
I'll get you.
M1 Jamie from North Park. Are you there?
Dear?
Yeah.
What up?
Nothing much. Just having a little meltdown.
What's your meltdown?
Well, my brother, I've been lending him money. He comes to me crying all the time. He says he can't make ends meet. And he's done this about 3 times this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found out that he's blowing the money on things he really doesn't need. He's eating out. He adopted a dog. He's going to the movies. He sent flowers to his girlfriend. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Is this my inner self speaking, and you're talking about my brother? I've been there.
It's tough. Yeah.
You know, here's the deal. Here's my thought on that. If you have a brother or you have a sister that borrows money from you and doesn't pay it back, and then you see them out and about and they're spending dough, you have to realize that's who they are. And, like, if you lend them money, just know that's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want them spending it on camera equipment, don't lend them the money.
For example.
Just if you were just going to pick something out of the air. Just random.
Randomly. I'm saying, you know, if you don't want them to spend it on a new Apple TV, then don't lend them money that they said that they needed to make ends meet.
Like, randomly, if they said, listen, I'd love to come for Thanksgiving, but I can't afford it.
So you fly them out.
You go ahead and fly them out.
Yeah.
And then they buy an Apple TV.
And then they get an Apple TV and they tell you about it when they get here. And then they show you, you know, their new iPhone.
And then they don't pay you back.
And they don't pay you back.
Oh, boy.
That I can understand. But see, what you got to do is you got to go, well, I know that's the score. I'm going to loan them the money, but I know what the score is. You can't be mad when you're seeing them on Facebook with all their buddies in the gas lamp, you know, partying. And he's like, yeah, just bought my boy. He's tweeting, just bought my boys 8 shots. Having a great time. And you're like, no, you didn't. I bought your boys eight shots.
Right, I did that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It's
that's
your brother. You can't say something?
Sienna, when you do say something, even when you do say something, and listen, I've been the brother or the son that takes the money, and then I'm like, oh, going out, you know, whatever. I've been that son before, but you'll always have an excuse. You know what I mean? You'll always be like, Bauman bought the drinks that night. I didn't even buy the drinks. Yes,
always
I was out.
That.
Well, can't you just say, look, you have this much time to pay me back because I'm not a bank.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you just say that?
Because they don't.
Either that, I'm going to end up being like Stewie on Family Guy.
Yeah.
And come after, look with Stewie and Brian. When Stewie went after Brian for his money.
I have no idea what that means.
I didn't either, I said yeah, I knew it.
Stewie and Brian have conflict.
It's a blood fight.
And Brian is a dog.
I don't watch cartoons.
But they're brothers.
Here's the deal.
Give me my money, man.
You can say.
That was good.
You can say that you wanted to pay you back at a certain time, and then they're not, and then you call them on it, and you're like, hey, man. Remember that money? And they say, oh, yeah, my bad, man. I messed up. I got to get that to you.
I will, too.
Can you break their legs?
I will get it to you. It's just times are tight right now.
Yeah, man.
By the way, can I borrow $300?
Yeah. I think like you give you, you know what, dude? This guy is just such a jerk. I've been waiting on this check from this dude who owes me $2,000. And man, he's a jerk.
You guys have to stand up for yourselves.
Yeah. It isn't a stand up for yourself kind
isn't
of thing.
It?
Well,
isn't.
I agree that, like, you know, if someone in your family wants to borrow money, you should give it to them if you can afford it.
Yeah. Mm.
If it's a friend, no. That's just, you know, it's a bad situation.
What if borrow means you never get it again?
Yeah, just call it a gift.
If you just give people money,
don't insult me.
When does it stop?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't insult
him. Well, I'll tell you this. The reason that the reason that I will pay for my brother's flight, even though I know he's going to get a new iPhone, the reason that I'll pay for my brother's flight is because I just want to see him.
You want him here.
I want him here. I want to see him. I love hanging out with him. And if I don't do it, then I'm not going to see him.
But what if when that person says, what I need it for is the rent, my car payment, my this, my that, or the other. Then you see the dog adopted on Craigslist or, I don't know, shots on Facebook.
That's a problem.
It's like, what about
that's
that?
That's a problem right now.
Oh,
that's
so your brother does right that now. Bit.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, he's crying now. He said he's going to be evicted if he doesn't, you know, if I don't give him some money. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I want to bail him out because obviously I don't want to see him out on the street and he cannot move in with me. That is not going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, how far do I go? I don't want to enable him, so.
Well, you are though. I mean, that's the deal. You are enabling him. And you either have to come to the realization that that's what you're doing and just know that that's what you're doing, or you go, right. No, I'm not going to. I mean, I finally got to a point with my bro where I said, you know, my wife and I took a look at it. We knew that we were trying to, like, budget our money in a certain way. And my bro asked me if he could borrow some money. And I said, dude, we're not going to do it. You know, and it was. I didn't enjoy it. I remember where I was. I was in the parking lot at IKEA over here. And I was sitting there in the parking lot. I'll never forget that, you know. And I said, you know, he wanted some dough, man. He told me he wanted to buy a camera. And I was going to help him with this and that and this kind of stuff. And I just said, you know, man, we can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't say we can't because that would have been a lie. I said, dude, we can't do that right now because we've decided that that's just not what we're doing, man. That's not where we're, you know, that we're not being good stewards of our dough if that's what we're doing, you know? And so that's what we did.
What if they're like, I promise this is the last time, but if you don't lend me money, I'm going to get evicted.
Yeah, you can't. That's the absolute definition of codependency.
Yeah, yep. I know.
Absolute right. definition.
But it's so hard to look your like sibling or loved one in the face and be like, no, you're going to have to learn the hard way and get evicted.
You know what, though? You want to know what? They're not going to get evicted. No. That's the thing. They're not going to get evicted.
If they did, how bad would you feel, though?
They're not.
No, what if they did?
They're not. And if they did, it's not your bad.
It's
man.
Not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It ain't your fault. In fact, it's just the reason they're getting evicted is because of like complete irresponsibility.
Yeah, right. That's true.
You know, I mean, right. unless it's a case, and I only say that because it sounds like this is a repeat thing.
Yeah.
So, all right, dude. Hey, thanks for the call, okay?
Yeah, all right, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
repeat
man.
Offenders are the worst because the amount gets higher every time.
Oh, yeah.
The stakes get higher.
Yeah. LOB's brother Keith is calling in from Jersey. Hi, Keith.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, happy holidays, Mikey Show.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm here with Kim.
His wife.
My wife and Lily.
My niece.
Lauren's niece.
That's
and Lily
awesome.
Wanted to say hi, too.
Awesome.
Can you say hi, Lily?
Say hi to Aunt
Hi, Lily girl.
Oh. How old is she?
She's 9 months, just over 9 months.
That's really
great. You can
yeah, she got excited.
Say hi, kiddo.
That's cute.
They're in New Jersey right now, so.
No.
Yeah.
They are 3 hours ahead of us. They will be sleeping tonight. Yeah, we will not be sleeping tonight.
What's the temperature out there?
It is. What do you say? 28 degrees?
Ooh. Ouch.
Look outside here.
That's Fahrenheit.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous sunshine.
It is beautiful there. It's always tempting to stay anytime we visit.
I know it, man. It's nice.
Hard, Keith.
But we wanted to say you guys are doing a great job there.
Hey, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
no
Keith.
Problem. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy you holidays. Too. We'll
bye,
see you.
Everyone. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to do a short little example of what we do long enough for me to wash my face and shave my face.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
How mad is Rebecca?
Mad. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
She's like, maybe you guys clear these bets with me.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, she's an 8.
She's at an 8 right now.
Oh, you're dead.
An 8's a lot.
You are dead Latino, my friend.
I beat Mike at basketball if he missed it.
Yeah. Would 10 be like
lose a girl?
Cheating, Rebecca?
Never lose to a girl.
10 would be cheating.
10 would be, wow.
8 is shaving.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Cheating
would be like off the charts.
I think you're all right.
All right, we're going to give you an example of somebody that comes to our show regularly, and her name is Eskimo Blue Waters. Probably like ELO more than your average dude.
ELO.
Love ELO. The electric. I love the white man afro. White man afro slays me.
Guy from Boston had one real good.
No, yeah, he did. You must be talking about Brad Delp.
Either that or I think his name was Sib.
No, Sid. There was a guy in the band named Sid, wasn't there?
Hold on.
Really?
There we go. Maybe we bet something.
Maybe we bet $3.
You don't know it. Don't say it.
Why don't we bet $3 in cash?
$3 in cash?
Yeah, I won't take a check. It has to be in cash.
I'm going to have to write you a check, dude. I'm going to need to wait for my...
You need me to hold on to the check until I tell you?
Until the 15th. You know that, dude. That Brad
he owes me $3, but I got to hold on
just
to it.
Just post-date it.
I will post-date it.
There you go.
I
can't
find it. Sig.
Sib.
Sid.
I swear it was
I
Sib.
I said Sid.
I swear it was Sib.
Why don't you Wikipedia, bro?
Yeah. Where do you think I am, kid?
Okay.
He's right. Like doing a synopsis.
45 minutes, I thought. Maybe.
Oh, wow. Maybe we eat some Indian food.
45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe Mike eats some cantaloupe.
Or maybe we make that right. Oh, look at this. Look at the look on its face.
What? No, what are you talking about? I haven't found anything
look
yet.
On its face.
Easy. Come on, Sib. Where are you, pal?
Really? That
where
long,
you,
huh?
Pal? Hold on. Here we go. Screw Brad Del Berry, Jim. Damn it.
Why don't you just
the phone lines are blowing up now.
I know.
Are they?
Yeah. 570-1949. People that know if it was Sig.
What's the last Sib. Name?
His name's going to be Sib.
I think it's Sib.
What's
Sib?
Really? Hashian?
Yeah, Garrett what? Just called in and he said it's Sib.
What's up, dude? I'm not buying it.
Detroit.
Is that him?
Yep. No, that's not him. Yes, yes, it is. Boston. Yeah. Sib.
Sib.
No! Yeah, what's up?
His actual.
Dang it.
His
how many slices would you like?
His real name's John.
Give me my $3.
$3.
Give me my $3.
Is it really?
Sib.
Yeah.
Garrett Sib. Called in?
Garrett called in. I said, hey, do you want to tell him yourself? No.
Of course
Garrett.
Not. Garrett, come on, dude.
Garrett.
Come on.
Call
please.
Back.
Yeah.
Call back.
Right
call
now,
back.
Right now he's smiling and going.
Call back, Garrett. Because Garrett says, if you don't know it, don't say it.
I knew it.
No, I don't say it.
I knew
you
it.
You know what I mean?
Too bad I do that every day.
You know, I knew the guys from Boston. Played our concert in Philly.
Detroit.
Detroit.
We love you, Garrett. Seattle.
Never played Seattle, Seattle.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Garrett.
So tell me about the thief that stole a trailer.
Well, this happened down under.
In Australia?
Yeah. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. A sales manager was showing a couple in their 60s this nice little trailer that was attached to a car. And the sales manager takes a couple in the back, shows them around the new purchase. While they're in the back of the trailer, a thief jumps into the car that it's attached to, sees that the keys are in the ignition, starts driving away. The sales manager notices what's happening right away. She bails out of the trailer. I'm assuming it's a she. It just says a manager, though.
Yeah.
Jumped from the trailer. The suspect then crashed into another car,
nice.
Drove away from the scene, went over curbs, terrified the couple, still in the back of the trailer.
Oh my gosh.
And then finally he left the car, took the couple's camera in the front.
I'd be
and,
terrified.
And the
terrified.
couple in the back's, they're okay.
Yeah, they're all right, though.
They're scared.
Good.
Would you let Eskimo in?
All right.
She's in the hallway. Eskimo Blue Water's a local musician.
Hey, what's up?
She comes in. She always wears sunglasses. She's got on She's got the rocker look, you know, kind of a rock look, rock vibe.
Kind of a
she's
female Bret Michaels.
I haven't seen a jean skirt that long. Yeah. It's like all the way to the floor.
Yeah, I hemmed it up, actually. It was...
even longer?
Yeah, I was stepping on the back of it.
Nice. So you hemmed it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks it's jean, nice. Right?
Yeah.
It's jean material.
Yeah.
Denim.
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 Yeah.
Denim.
It's a fancy form of cotton.
Yeah, is
yeah, it?
Yeah, it
is.
Fancy form of cotton.
Yeah.
You get that, like, thrift stores only, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Salvation Army.
Vintage, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very confident. She's
very confident.
She is.
Thank you.
She's very confident. She's in, you know, the music scene.
Yeah, sure.
I think, you know, she's played some gigs.
Up and coming. Well,
up and coming, okay.
Not there yet.
Up and coming.
I mean, I'm no Sib.
yeah, right. You're no Sib from Boston.
Yeah. Or is it Sig?
It's Sib.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Eskimo?
I thought so, Mike.
All right. Okay. All right, Eskimo. All right.
Is this the Woodsy Show?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm on board with that.
How dare you? How dare you?
Oh, wow. Oh,
she's
wow.
got on the layered necklaces.
Yep.
She's doing it real good with a T-shirt.
Yeah,
turquoise rings.
Yeah.
I have a cross on. Yeah. Unlike Lady Gaga, I'm not afraid to proclaim.
Right, yeah. And you're also a lot like Bret Michaels in that. That's kind of an oversized cross. I mean,
yes,
that thing
it's
is
giant.
Yeah.
Well, Bret is a good friend.
Yeah, is he?
Is he?
Well, on Twitter, I follow him.
Yeah. yeah. And Bret Simpson, her neighbor, is a good friend.
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't know you knew him.
Yeah, yeah. I actually know Bret. Right. but anyway.
Weird.
Yeah. But Eskimo comes in, she plugs her gigs and sometimes plays her music.
Yeah.
Music sounds a lot like other people, though.
Yeah, it does.
Really?
yes.
No, you guys keep saying that, but it's kind of a, it's a fusion. It's a, what's her name?
It's a fusion of you and Beyonce.
She was talking about the formula.
Yeah, formulaic.
Yeah.
Formulaic.
Yeah, I try to plug it in, you know. Well,
last time you came in, it was a kind of a fusion of you and Beyonce. So,
Actually, I think you accused me of
plagiarism.
Rihanna. That's who it is.
Really?
Yeah, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
It's Rihanna.
Umbrella.
Rihanna, was it?
Well, you didn't sing Umbrella, you sang
slicker.
My Slicker.
Yellow
Icker,
Slicker.
Icker.
Yeah. Icker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under my yellow slicker. I like it. Okay.
She also
sang. Thanks, Yana.
Yeah.
She also sang to the right, everything that's yours in a bag to the right.
See, it's catchy.
It is. It's catchy in my head.
Well, catchy the first time.
It's like a virus.
Because we've heard it before.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what are you going to play today? What did you bring? Your acoustic?
No, I didn't bring my axe with me. but.
you didn't bring your axe?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
What is that thing?
That's a peanut. You don't worry about that.
Okay. What?
All right.
Because we're getting there.
She's got a new guitar.
Well, I don't think it's a guitar. You can't see it from over there, but it ain't a guitar.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've fallen on a little bit of hard times.
Have you? Oh, we were just talking about that.
Do you want the $3 I just won from Mikey?
No, I mean, I can make it. I'm a warrior. I live out of my Mustang.
Her story is a lot like Jules.
It is, man.
Well, I don't know who that is.
Jewel, you don't know who Jewel is?
I feel like it's like hip hop. She's into hip hop.
No,
she's not. She's pop.
Acoustic.
Oh.
Acoustic stuff. Okay. Kind of like you.
Kind of like yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of living out of a Mustang, she lived out of a van.
And instead of dating Steve Moltz, who's your boyfriend? Ex-boyfriend?
Ex.
Ex-boyfriend.
She dated Steve Poltz.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
But she's different. You
everyone
know, you
has
guys
a name,
are,
right?
Yeah, everyone does. Yeah. So.
My name's Eskimo. I'm sure there's other Eskimos out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's not.
In Alaska.
But anyway, because... You guys know that Blue Oyster Cult is headlining the fair, right?
I saw that.
I did, too.
That. I'm excited.
Yeah, I saw that they're there.
Well, I talked to their tour bus driver, and he actually...
You talked to their tour bus
That's
driver?
Your
I'm
end?
Not finished.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He got me an audition to play cowbell.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must be honored.
But, I was, but then the thing was, he never even told the band. So, it's like I made out with this greasy fat guy for no reason.
Gross.
He was throwing his weight around,
really?
Trying to get her a gig.
Literally,
is that right?
Literally.
Yeah, he was literally throwing his weight around.
So you made out with him, and then
I made out with him.
How embarrassing!
I know. And in doing so, I missed the deadline to play my own music because I was all wrapped up in the Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh wow!
Do you know how to play cowbell? I mean, I guess you
play. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
and we all know we need more of it.
Exactly.
That's all I know.
You just
about
bang
it.
The thing with a drumstick.
Plus, I mean, they need a chick up there, so
do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They probably do. They're a little old.
Yeah.
They could use a fresh look. So could she.
All right. No, I think we get that.
I just decided to kind of branch out now creatively.
Are you?
Yeah, you know, I never want to really just typecast myself anyway as a recording artist.
But that's what you are, a recording
artist.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's what happens when that falls through. I mean, music is a dying medium.
Yeah, is it? No, isn't it a growing medium?
But, you know, I think the new bit these days is to really be like a triple threat.
Yeah.
You know, like sing, dance, act.
Are you dancing and acting?
Yeah. Oh, I grew up doing all that stuff.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. You know, I take pictures, I graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
All that. I got a webcam. So, thinking about doing some sort of YouTube blog. Video blog.
Yeah, that should be cool.
Yeah. But anyway, so next week, I'm auditioning for the Bing Crosby stage at the San Diego Fair.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd be happy to tell you what I do, but. I think my friend Peanut here can tell you all about it.
Is that what's in the box?
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Peanut?
Oh my god.
What?
You have a freaking puppet?
What? Hey, my hair is cloudy today.
What
is chance to share?
You have a puppet.
What is happening?
It's a dummy, Woods.
I didn't know.
No, you're a dummy. It's a wooden doll.
No, ventriloquism.
No, first of all, I'm not a dummy.
I'm a dummy.
Oh my god.
That's the worst ventriloquist I've ever seen.
Ever. Oh, really, Woods?
Yeah, really.
How many ventriloquists have you even seen?
You know what? None.
Are you going to let him talk to you like that, Peanut? He called you a doll.
What?
How dare you talk to me like that? What?
Oh, my God. Mikey is on the floor right now. He's out of his chair. He's on the floor. He's rolling.
What is it, man?
Oh, my God. Don't pee in your pants, Mike.
I'm shit, we're done, pretty
quick. What the heck? Eskimo, where did you find this doll?
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually, I made it.
You made it.
You whittled it.
Yeah, no.
Oh, your lips are moving.
You need some water?
Eskimo, here. Listen.
Here's some water.
Seriously.
Eskimo. Here, some water.
Listen to me. When you do that, you can't move.
You can't move your lips.
I'm not.
Oh, you are.
You are.
What are you talking about?
You're moving your lips more than you do when you normally talk, actually.
It's like my head hurts.
Well, you're supposed to, like, you're supposed to move the dummy's mouth. Like the dummy's mouth isn't opening or closing.
Look, I'm working it out, okay? Uh-huh. You guys are seeing it firsthand, because... Dude, ventriloquism is rad.
I'm sure it is.
It is rad.
Yeah.
Please, nobody make a T-shirt that says ventriloquism is rad.
It is.
That's brilliant.
It comes from Greece. I bet you didn't know that, Mikey.
No.
And it means literally to speak from the stomach. You know, that's what I do. I sing from the heart, and I speak from the stomach.
Yes, you did, Mikey!
Oh, my God. Yes, she does. Look, Mikey, I'm a ventriloquist, too. Hi, Mikey. It's Woodsy.
You're using your hand.
Your hand's mouth is opening and closing, though.
Hey, it's Woodsy in the morning.
First of all, you're using your hand.
I don't have
don't
a
even
puppet.
Have a dummy. It's
I
not
don't
a,
have
puppet.
A puppet.
It's not a puppet. Elmo is a puppet.
I don't even have a puppet.
Aren't they called dummies?
They're called dummies.
Yeah, they're called dummies. It's,
Eskimo, you're not supposed to adjust your waistband with the mouth of the puppet.
No.
You're not supposed to do that.
Well.
Like, you got to remember that it's on your hand.
All
it's not a glove.
Well,
it's not a glove.
Okay, I haven't figured everything out yet. Gosh.
When's your audition?
Saturday?
Thursday?
Is it?
Yeah.
You got a lot of work to do. Where did you figure out, did you find out how to be a ventriloquist?
I watched some videos on YouTube.
That's
did you?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
And then I practiced in the mirror, and I think I got it down pretty good.
Yeah. I think you do too!
Oh. That's
the worst. Maybe you get back to the beat laboratory.
Maybe you take your dummy in your dumb hand.
Eskimo Blue Waters, everybody.
We'll be back. The light you feel inside.
the San Diego summer watering rules are now in effect. You want to get a ticket?
Yes.
Because you're probably gonna. I'll tell you what you can do to avoid it next.
Oh my gosh.
Don't be alarmed.
Oh, I'm alarmed. I'm alarmed. I'm alarmed. I'm alarmed.
Don't be alarmed. I do not have any facial hair.
Oh my God.
It looks like your eyebrows are lighter without the facial hair.
I did a quick touch up and we were in the bathroom with our shirts off, both of us, while Mike was shaving.
Weird.
I took my shirt off with
him. Wait, what?
Yeah, there were other business guys in the building walking into the bathroom. Both of us have our shirts off. I'm shaving. He's washing his face.
I'm washing a clown makeup off.
Oh, yeah, there was two very professional looking women.
I was standing at one thing at the sink. What's it called? A sink?
Sink.
Yeah.
Oh,
losing it. I was standing at one sink and I was washing my face and Mikey was shaving and this guy walked up. He had been pooping and he was like waiting to wash his hands and I'm shirtless. I got water and makeup right now. I literally go, oh, there you go. Happy birthday. Just like that. I was not messing around.
It's not his fault.
So the guy washed his hands and dried his hands and probably walked out of there thinking, I guess, male prostitutes are using the building.
Oh, kind of place that we're at now.
I don't know where we were.
Bunch of hobos.
Yeah. Looks like some low-priced call boys are up there right now using the bathroom. Wow. Some hobos walked in. And
we could get about $10 between us, pal. Mm-hmm. I promise you.
And then we'd have to give some change back. There is a picture on the Facebook page of what I look like with no facial hair.
Oh.
I feel like I'm dreaming.
Yeah, you look like a...
I feel like I'm having a nightmare.
Oh, boy. Well, I will...
Why did you have to shave again, Mike?
Because you won a bet with me, with shooting.
Spanked him.
Yeah.
What was the score? Like 15-3?
Like 15-14.
Three baskets,
you have to
dude.
Say, Sienna's the best, I'm the worst.
He doesn't, actually. He had to shave his goatee.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I have to sit directly in front of him for the next 20 hours. Please draw a thing on, a mustache at least.
It doesn't take long to grow back, so by the time we get back from our break.
It will grow that fast? It
grows in 2 weeks.
It would take me 6 years to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
You ever just murder somebody?
What?
He says I look like a serial killer.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You ever just murder somebody,
like
put him in your trunk?
He looks like a kid.
Yeah, he looks like a little kid.
Just put him in your trunk.
You look young.
Hack him up real good.
Let's face our fears.
Oh.
I want to face our fears. I want you guys to face your fears.
Yeah. Why? How'd that work out?
Tell you how it worked out.
It's the Mikey Show.
I'm the boss.
I have faced my fears on the Mikey Show.
Last year, Jay
was there.
I'm the one who made it happen.
What was it?
Maybe I faced my fear on my own one time.
Yeah.
Before.
You're going to face it again.
Oh, no.
I am afraid of rodents. Jay made me hold a rodent.
What kind?
A rat.
Oh, forget it.
You know what it did?
Pee-peed on you.
Peed in my hand.
Oh,
I would have thrown it against the wall.
It sensed your fear.
I would have gone Mike Vick on that rat.
Oh, really? A rat is okay to do that too?
Yes.
Why?
It's a pet rat.
It's a rodent.
No, it was a pet rat.
What's the deal?
It's not domesticated house pet.
It was. Yes, it was.
Domesticated house pet.
Oh, then I wouldn't have. If it was a sewer rat, I would have.
Why?
It's because a living creature. They're disgusting and they spread disease.
They're a living creature.
They spread disease.
Dogs can spread rabies.
Yeah. In 1976.
Well, when bees and dogs can sense fear.
Human head weighs 8 pounds, so feast on that.
How should we do this? Who starts?
I'm not doing mine.
I'll go first.
I said I would and I'm not.
You're going to do it.
I'm not doing it.
If one of us does it, we all do.
BS. I'm not. Mine was a snake, and I won't hold a snake.
You're going to hold a snake.
I'm not holding a snake.
You will hold.
I'll quit.
You won't quit.
I will walk and get in my Suburban and drive home and face the consequences later.
You'll hold a snake.
No, I won't.
You will.
No, I won't.
Sienna is going to get into a giant box with a black cat.
Oh, God.
Now, Sienna is...
Wait, like...
Sienna's petrified.
I'm very superstitious.
Very superstitious.
So she's not scared. She's just superstitious.
No, well, no dude, that's
guys,
a fear.
What if something really bad happens?
Sienna.
Like I quit the show and go home? Like that? Because no. I had to hold a snake?
Sienna.
Because that will happen.
If you face
I
your fear.
I won't even go near your cat, Mike.
I know it.
If there's a little bit of white on it, then I'll go. I'm okay.
There's not. Oh, cat's no. completely black.
Oh, wow. How do we know?
I can
how
see
do
its
we
eyes
know?
Staring at me right now.
Where oh, is boy. It?
Where is it?
Oh, 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 I didn't even know.
What's the cat's
have I
name?
Its path?
Catherine brought a cat. Mac?
Mac.
Mac.
Ma- oh, of course, oh. Matthew Andrew Charles is going to get into. yeah. Is oh going to get in.
She is with oh cats like I am oh with dogs.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Matthew
oh boy.
Andrew Charles is going to get into a box with you, Sienna, and you're going to be in there with a black cat.
Oh, boy. I'm itching.
Jaybird, how long should she stay in there?
You know, what, 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
You
That's
guys,
a long time.
If something happens to me over the next couple weeks... It is your fault.
It is not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it will be.
It is.
The kitty.
Your.
Oh, the kitty dressed up.
Oh. Want to remind people that they can come down here and join
oh,
the
look
M1s.
Look at the nails. Look at the nails.
It's
the nails
clock.
Are fine.
It's
declawed. You can come down here and you can join all the M1s that are on top of the parking structure. There is a big parking structure with a stage set up. And we also have a bunch of tents, couches. We have heaters. We have all that stuff all set up out there for you. The weather's nice now. We are at 1615 Murray Canyon Road. The biggest intersection near us is Friars and Frisee. And so, you know, come down here. The M1s are up there. M1 Nation is up. All the folks from M1 Site are out there hanging out. And we want you to come out and hang with us. Now, at 5 o'clock, there is going to be a huge surprise. Not even the people here on the show know what it is. I'm going to be doing something, and it will involve me getting on the stage. And also, Lauren O'Brien will be performing Santa Baby.
True.
In a dress.
If I remember the words.
And gloves.
Yes. It's just 2 short hours away.
And a feather boa.
And a feather boa. Woods will be doing a little Dave Matthews out there.
There's a hairball in my throat.
You're going to be fine. And also want to let people know that the photos from the Mikey-thon are constantly being updated on MikeyShow.com. And so go to MikeyShow.com and check it out. And please click on Donate Now and donate to the cause. We have only raised $2,927. It simply isn't enough. It simply isn't enough. Please help us. Please help us by being generous, reaching into your pockets. And I know we're close to Christmas. I understand that. But what I want you to know is that you are making such an impact on kids' lives. My son Jake has autism. There are a lot of kids that are born with autism. In fact, 1 out of every 110 kids in the United States is born with it. And just think about all the things that Rady Children's Hospital does. And, you know, please, you could text by texting Jake at MOGIV.com. It's Jake at, let me make sure I'm giving you this right. It's Jake at MOGIV.com. And just type in the amount. You know, you don't even have to put decimals and zeros. If you want to give $25, you just put 25 and press send. And it will text you back with a code and a link. And you follow that link and put in that code. And it'll walk you through the process of being able to use your credit card. Hopefully there are people listening right now that have been blessed in their life and are able to give $100 or $200 or $300. Make this ticker go up because of your donation. Right now, this ticker stands at $2,927. And because of you, the next time I give that amount, it could be $4,000 or $5,000. There are items up for auction. You can come to my house and have dinner and meet my boys and meet my wife and have dinner with the members here of the show. Jeffrey from Pamplemousse is coming by. Mm. The bidding for that dinner at my house is at $1,500 right now. We want to see $2,000. Somebody can do this. $2,000. 570-1949 is our phone number. And go to MikeyShow.com and make a donation, please. And let's drive that figure up a lot.
Please.
Really want to see that go up a lot. Think of the impact that you can have by doing that. We got to do this.
KBCT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m.
We are into hour number 9.
Oh.
We are into our 9th hour on the air. We will be on the air until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. It is a 28-hour broadcast.
Wow.
Nonstop. No music, no commercials, and we do it all for Rady Children's Hospital. NBC 739 already down here to take a look and film a little bit. Channel 10 is going to be coming down here at some point. The game starts at 5:20 tonight. Stop by before or after the game. Are you ready, Sienna?
Nope.
Yeah, you are ready. Yep, you are ready.
Oh, the kitty.
I feel nauseous.
I know.
But Jay, you can send the guy with the snake home.
What if it scratches me?
She's been itching. If you don't do it, you have to do something else.
What if it scratches me?
Can you hear me through this?
Oh, wow. That sounds really bad. Where
I put
does
on
that
a
come?
Shirt.
It comes from my room.
It's only in one ear.
I'm so itchy. Are you itchy?
You're not allergic.
I don't know. I feel itchy already. I put on a shirt over what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not all like hairy from cat.
Uh-huh.
I think
hairy
you're fine.
From cat.
Don't cats shed a lot?
Hang on.
You they can't do say that word on the radio, box. Sienna. You cannot say that word on the radio. You know that.
Shed.
Oh, shed. I'm sorry.
Oh. test that mic, Jay.
Check one. I can't hear it.
It's not very loud.
Jay on Mars.
Oh, Jasper, you been messing with this?
Get out of here, boy. How's that? That's better.
Yeah, that's good.
There we go.
There you go.
Look at that.
Catherine, don't take it personally. I love the cat.
No, you don't.
I feel bad for her cat that she has.
Don't scream. She's freaking her out.
She's giving the cat a middle name. And aww, I'm going to
the cat's sweet. Look.
His name's Mac. I adopted him when he was 2.
Aww.
Because
he's the biggest cat I've ever seen.
I met a gal who, she knew I had cats, and she was like, oh, you have cats? Well, you should take my cat because I just had a baby, and I don't want him anymore. And since he was already 2 and he was full grown, I was afraid that he either wouldn't be adopted because everyone wants kittens, or I thought maybe because he's a black cat, some weirdo would adopt him. Because it really happens.
Because you also don't have a black cat.
Black cats.
Oh, you do.
They're in the month of October. You can't buy a black cat.
Right.
You don't know what.
Wow.
Yep. Keep him under lock and key.
Because people are lunatics.
His name was already Mac. I give all my cats a Catholic name, so I themed him Matthew Andrew Charles after the 3 saints. And he is declawed on his front paws. He does have claws on his back.
I saw them. They're like daggers.
I wrapped him up for you. He's doing so good. And Sienna, I know you're superstitious just like I am. Like, I'm the one who told you when we split poles. You say,
she's so freaked out.
She is. She's leaning back.
Black cats are actually good luck, especially if they have a little bit of white hair.
Yeah, by the look on Sienna's face, they're good luck.
A little bit of white hair.
That's not white hair. That's a fully black cat.
This is a Sienna that I rarely see. This is fantastic.
He's not used to a lot of people, and he's behaving really, really well.
You guys.
Sienna.
I'm gonna cry.
You're not. You're fine.
Get in the box.
You guys, what if something bad happens?
Nothing bad will happen.
I've built my entire life avoiding black cats.
I know this is gonna break that for you. You'll be able to live with cats. You'll probably become a black cat herder. Yeah.
Oh, thank you for not bringing that one.
I brought the good one.
You know what, Sienna? This may change your life. You may become a black cat farmer.
That's right.
And like raise black cats on a farm and have a whole farm and ranch with black cats. LOB.
Tell me one more good thing about the black cat.
He's really sweet.
Super sweet.
He looks like he's all sexy. Cuddly. He might want to curl up in your lap, Sienna.
Sienna's shaking. Sienna's going into this box.
Oh boy.
It's a big, giant U-Haul box.
It's the biggest box I've ever seen.
She looks like she's walking on a cliff, on the edge of a cliff. She's hanging on to things.
Precipice.
She is not stoked.
In the box.
What if something bad happens?
Nothing bad will happen.
It's all in your head.
Not just now, but later.
You're going to become...
Make your own luck, Sienna.
You're going to have
there you go.
A black cat orchard. Oh, wow.
Are
she's
just going to, like, throw the cat over?
No.
No.
I have to hold it?
No, you have to...
Oh,
go in and sit down, and then we'll put the cat in your lap. Here's your mic.
Get in there and nurse the cat.
Oh my god, Karen's sitting in the biggest box. Okay.
She's inside of a box.
Okay. She's about to hand it to me.
Oh, wow. We're filming this.
I'll hold the mic. I have to get
it.
Look at Woods is sort of closing the box.
Oh, he doesn't like me already.
Oh, wow, that's a small space.
He doesn't like me,
Donnie.
That's
a small space.
Oh, it's licking me.
Oh, it's licking her.
He likes you.
He likes you.
He smells milk. What?
Is it the cat meowed?
Yeah,
that
means
something. I don't know what to say.
Santa, do you think that means something?
I don't know what to say.
Stay calm, Santa. Rip your throat out if you don't.
Sienna, cats like Latin.